Planned Parenthood execs making big bucks over the abortion industry. Who knew? Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. Go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bomb Show Store, and defend aborted lives. Get your t-shirt there. Defend aborted lives. Let's talk about this. Planned Parenthood execs are earning big bucks from the abortion industry. Senior executives at Planned Parenthood are among the top earners in the U.S. nonprofit sector, with their salaries exceeding the average income for CEOs in the industry, according to the latest analyst. Stop, that's STOPP International, a subsidiary of the American Life League, focuses on monitoring Planned Parenthood and its activities, recently published a report called the STOPP International 2023 report on Planned Parenthood CEO compensation. The report provides an in-depth examination of the earnings of executives associated with Planned Parenthood compared to other nonprofits. Planned Parenthood continues year after year to dramatically increase the salaries of its affiliate corporation CEOs and its New York headquarters staff, while continually crying poverty and seeking and receiving. Well, the greedy get more greedy, don't they? More and more, and the killers kill more. Taxpayer money. Read the report's executive summary. The report found that average compensation for a CEO at Planned Parenthood rose from $237,999 in 2015 to $317,564 in 2020. That's a 15.6% increase in 5 years. Meanwhile, total compensation paid to all Planned Parenthood affiliate CEOs increased from $13.3 million in 2015 to, get this, $16.8 million in 2020. That is a 26.3% increase. The figures put the average Planned Parenthood CEO among the 98th percentile of wage earners. Even the lowest compensation for a Planned Parenthood CEO of $124,045 placed her in the 89th percentile of earners, while the highest compensation of $616,926 puts her in the 99th percentile. According to Planned Parenthood's own data, the average salary for the CEO affiliates was $317,000, while the average salary for a nonprofit CEOs in the U.S. is around $185,000. That's a big whopping Wow. The report also found a disparity in salaries by gender and race. All right, this is good. Let's see what they have here. Particularly interesting revelation for an organization that aligns itself so closely with the ideas of equality and inclusion. Well, I don't say inclusion here, but I'm throwing that in there. Pushed by the political left, it highlighted that out of 53 CEOs of Planned Parenthood affiliates, only 7 identified as people of color, including 4 who were black and 3 who were Hispanic. Both the second and third highest earners at the organization are white men who are paid $592,432 and $570,726 respectively. In their concluding remarks, the report's author take aim at the huge sums of taxpayer funds funneled through Planned Parenthood. Hold on, let me take a sip of water for this. This is probably not going to be a good number. I'm not going to like this. I don't want my money going towards this, but let's see what we got here. The exorbitant salaries of most Planned Parenthood affiliates, CEOs, and headquarters executives, and the disparity in salaries by gender and race are even more revealing once you see that Planned Parenthood organized as a nonprofit that pays no taxes, reported total profit income and excess of expenditures of $408 million over the past 3 reporting years. This nonprofit also reported an income of $5.2 billion with a B over the past 3 years. Included in that amount is the $1.9 billion in government health services, grants, and reimbursements. The report also concludes by calling on Congress to strip Planned Parenthood of its status as a charitable organization, and they should be stripped of that, citing the huge number of incident babies killed via the procedure every year. Unbelievable. So taxpayers have every reason to decry the billions of dollars, of taxpayer dollars, being funneled into the nation's largest abortion chain, and the number one reason is the slaughter by Planned Parenthood. And you can see this is a large number of innocent babies in the millions here. Doing the same 3-year period, clearly it is far past time for Congress to remove Planned Parenthood charitable organization status and end the forcing of all American citizens to fund the mega profitable abortion model. It's true. I don't want to my money to go towards something that I completely disagree on, because they're lining their pockets, the CEOs. I don't want my money to go towards it. I'm sure many other Christians do not want this, and it's not good at all. everyone needs to write their congressperson and tell them to cut off the charitable status for Planned Parenthood. It should not be. It really shouldn't. Stop this madness. Go to politicalbombshell.com and click on Political Bombshell Store and get defund or defend aborted lives. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.